what a lot of people are aware of are the metallic salts that are being found in rainwater. But in addition to the chemicals that you found a biological agent. Can you explain more about what you found?
Now, you could start with metallic salts just being a form of pollution. But if you look at that more deeply, you're going to find an electromagnetic aspect show up with that early in the game, right away. And my work was led to that conceptual framework very early in the game, because these are not just any particular metallic salts. They are metallic salts that have qualities of what's called ionization to induce electrical charge. Many people are familiar with the ionosphere, up in very upper reaches, 60 to 100 miles up, roughly, maybe something like that. And I'm speaking of that same concept of a charged layer of atmosphere, but now enveloping the lower Earth. That geoengineering issue was framed primarily in terms of public perception of one of climate control.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
This is how it was presented. It remains presented that way by those that have, let's say, a substantial platform in which to voice that opinion. The issue is not restricted to weather. Indeed, the issue does encompass weather, but that's one aspect of a much broader picture. When you start altering the Earth, and when you start altering it electromagnetically, and then as we will sequence into altering it biologically as well, you're talking about a much broader picture than weather manipulation. And it's not just from me. My samples came from people across the world, and they sent them to me, and I studied them. And you had the appearance, along with the metallic salt class, you had the appearance of a very unusual filament material that appeared. We can say that this material does not fit in the natural world. We must introduce a couple of terms as we go along here, and one will be this term CDB or cross-domain biology, and the other will be that of blood. Because as distressing as it may be to some, these two forms of living matter are at the heart of the biology that we're speaking of, which I now will fully claim is incorporating synthetic biology. I will claim that it is not natural, and it is not appropriate to have bacteria forms that can produce polymers within the human body. Okay, and the let's see, what would be another one would be that of blood. These, I know this all sounds bizarre, but again, it doesn't matter what I think. Anything that I talk about, it's documented over and over and over. There is a form of synthetic blood that is produced by this organism.
So did you see these clots before 2020 in your study?
Well, this is going to come up within our discussion. Okay. The answer is going to be, there is a continuous thread of evidence for the development and existence of clotting mechanisms in the blood from 1999 forward.